4. Adult children of unfaithful parents. The pain goes on. Insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Albert Einstein. Infidelity spans across the generations. If you have had an unfaithful partner or been unfaithful yourself, there is a possibility you have experienced infidelity within your own family of origin. You may be an adult child of an unfaithful parent. You may have been traumatized as a child by your parents' behavior and not been aware of its impact on your life and how you relate to others. Even if you do not recall parental infidelity, it may be beneficial to explore your childhood memories and their impact on your current relationships. Furthermore, if you are in a current infidelity situation, you might want to explore its possible influence on your children so you can help heal their wounds. Many of the couples who come to me with marital problems also have memories of their parents experiencing similar conflicts or infidelities. Many complain they were traumatized as children and have difficulty trusting others and forming stable, intimate relationships as adults. Later in life, these individuals manifest some of the symptoms of post-infidelity stress disorder described in the first chapter. The following is a list of those symptoms with one addition, which merits discussion here because of the strong correlation between trauma and addictive behaviors. 1. Exposure to a life-threatening event. 2. Intense fear and helplessness. 3. Re-experiencing the event. 4. Avoidance of reminders of the event. 5. Emotional numbing. 6. Heightened anxiety. 7. Irritability and rage. 8. Addictive behaviors. In the following elaboration of these symptoms, you may recall some memories from childhood or become more sensitive to what is happening with your children as you struggle with your partner's infidelity. 1. Exposure to a life-threatening event. Imagine the impact on a child who discovers a parent's infidelity. Depending on the age, the child may not have much understanding of what is happening in the family. Nevertheless, a child is like a sponge soaking up all the anxious and hostile feelings between his parents. He is exposed to their fighting and feels their rage. In light of the secrecy and deception that accompany every affair, he may not know directly about the affair or recognize the source of his parents' anger, anxiety, or depressed mood. The impressionable youngster may feel neglected because of his unfaithful parents' absence from the home and from his wounded parents' preoccupation with the betrayal. Undoubtedly, he feels intense anxiety about the potential breakup of the family and loss of a parent. As an innocent child, he grows up in an atmosphere of betrayal, deception, hostility, and insecurity without the ability to comprehend what is going on. He may feel shame because of his unfaithful parents' behavior and think he needs to hide it. He may want to protect his hurt parent and seek revenge on the unfaithful one. Imagine its impact on his conscious and unconscious perceptions about committed relationships as he grows into adulthood. Growing up in a family with an unfaithful parent may not be a threat to his physical life, but certainly to his psychological well-being. If you grew up in a house affected by infidelity, you may recognize this child in you. If you are trying to cope with your partner's affair, you may be able to better understand how it may be affecting your children. 2. Intense fear and helplessness. If your parent had an affair, there was likely considerable disruption in your home over which you had no control. An emotional storm was unleashed, and you were left adrift in the wreckage of your parents' marriage. Perhaps you felt the tension and hostility in the home, but could not understand it. Your parents undoubtedly argued about the affair and perhaps threatened divorce. They may have tried to keep their fighting and the affair secret, but you may have picked up the signs of trouble. In the midst of all the turmoil, you probably felt helpless and frightened about your future. Perhaps you can see a glimpse of that fear in your children's eyes. To cope, as children naturally do, You may have blamed yourself. You imagine that if you had been a better behaved child, your parents would not have had this problem. Without knowing it, your experience of helplessness, fear, and insecurity was shaping you to assume a victim role in life, as these stories illustrate. Diane, a 40-year-old woman, complained, "I don't have a voice. I'm always second-guessing myself about any decision I make and let others lead me around. I don't even have confidence in my own opinions. I feel like such a wimp." Diane related how insecure she felt growing up. Her mother had several affairs and divorced her father, who was alcoholic. Her mother always lied about her relationships with men and blamed her father for her unhappiness. Diane grew up in an atmosphere of deception that interfered with her ability to trust her perception of the truth. Jimmy, a 30-year-old man, came to therapy because he felt so self-conscious around women. He commented, "I was always shy as a child and had crushes on girls, but I was always terrified to approach them. I've had a couple of long-term relationships with women that have not worked out. It seems I'm attracted to troubled women who eventually leave me." Jimmy recalled accompanying his father to the home of another woman and her family when he was a child. He imagined they were just friends until his mother divorced his father and he married his lady friend. His mother remained bitter for years about the infidelity, and Jimmy came to share his mother's bitterness and mistrust. 3. Re-experiencing the event. Those who have been traumatized often relive the horror of the event in nightmares and flashbacks. However, there is another way to relive a horrifying experience in order to gain a sense of mastery over it. Relive it in daily life. The psychological term to describe this reliving of the trauma is called repetition compulsion. In an unconscious effort to heal the wound, traumatized people relive the experience over and over with the hope of a different result. They recreate similar situations in their own relationships, choosing to repeat the familiar rather than try to experience something different. They prefer the known to the unknown, which provokes anxiety. How does this repetition compulsion affect people touched by infidelity? If you grew up in a home in which a parent was unfaithful, there is a good chance that either you will marry someone who becomes unfaithful or you will have an affair. That may seem strange because you assume that you would want to avoid at all costs what was so painful in your childhood. Actually, the opposite occurs. There is a strong tendency to recreate in your adult relationships the pattern of relating that you observed as a child. Your parents provided a powerful model of how men and women interact. You choose the known rather than the unknown, with the secret fantasy that you can make it different. If you identify with a parent who is victimized, you may marry an unfaithful person. If you identify with the unfaithful parent, fascinated with his power and freedom, you may choose to have an affair. Aware of the profound influence you are having on your children, you likely want to help them avoid making the mistakes you did. The following stories illustrate how history repeats itself. Richard, a man now in his 50s, had divorced his unfaithful wife after a brief marriage when he was in his 20s. For many years he was single and dated many women, but claimed he could never find the right person to settle down with. In therapy, because of his lack of connection with women, he observed, "I don't think it's a coincidence that among the 4 boys in our family, 3 married women who cheated on them, and the other never married." He recalled that a family friend, a policeman, came often to have coffee with his mother while his father was working. One night, he saw his mother and the man kissing passionately while both were intoxicated. He never talked with his mother or father about the event, but never forgot it. The seeds of mistrust in women were sown. Peter, a hard-driving businessman who traveled frequently, came to see me because of marital problems. He and his wife argued constantly about even the most trivial matters. He commented, "My wife and I are both jealous people. Throughout our relationship, we fought about each other's friendships with members of the opposite sex. I believe my wife has been unfaithful, and so have I. When I travel, I meet women in the bar, and we spend the night together. Peter related that his father was often away on business and told him to be the man of the house while he was away. He recalled that his mother was always moody, irritable, and angry when his father was gone. He later learned that his father had an ongoing affair with a woman in one of the cities he visited on business. 4. Avoidance of reminders of the event. It makes sense that if something is uncomfortable and painful, you avoid it. You have to touch a hot stove only once to learn to keep away from it. If you experience the turmoil created by infidelity in your parents' marriage, you may cope with the pain of betrayal by avoiding intimate relationships. Similarly, your children, witnessing the turmoil caused by your partner's affair, may become extremely cautious about getting close to people. The trauma of betrayal makes an indelible mark on the psyche. The specter of infidelity may haunt you in all your relationships, although you may not be fully aware of its ghostly presence. One way to find safety is to avoid getting too close to the flames of intimacy that could burn you, but the consequence is a life of loneliness. Celeste, an attractive middle-aged woman, came to therapy because she could not connect with men in her life. Because she was such a beautiful and engaging person, men were drawn to her. Celeste reflected on herself. "It seems I'm attracted to men who refuse to make a commitment. We only get so close. Then he backs off and says he is not ready." Celeste came to realize that she was attracted to emotionally unavailable men with whom she could feel safe because there was no real possibility of intimacy, which she believed was dangerous. She acknowledged that she was the one afraid of commitment. She admitted that she was ashamed of her mother, an emotionally unstable woman who sought the attention of men and was eventually abandoned by her husband. Celeste realized that she sabotaged her relationships much like her mother. 5. Emotional numbing. In a household where a betrayal has occurred, an emotional storm rages, sometimes below the surface, which can engulf all the family members, including the children. If you grew up in such a household, perhaps you could not escape the angry outbursts, tearful pleading, anxious fretting, or even physical fighting of your parents over the affair. Even if your parents kept their disagreements private, you could not completely escape the atmosphere of tension and hostility. As a frightened child, one way of coping may have been to withdraw into yourself to find safety. If you observe closely, perhaps you can see signs of your children running for cover to escape the tension in the home. One patient told me how she had a hiding place under the stairs where she daydreamed while her parents fought. Another patient told me how he learned about his mother's affair when he was 12 years old. He listened attentively at the top of the stairs one night while his parents screamed at each other about the affair, but he afterward chose not to think or talk about it and claimed he had no feelings about the infidelity. Shutting down your feelings as a child may have been an effective way of keeping yourself from being overwhelmed. The danger, of course, is that the emotional detaching becomes a way of life, as the following stories illustrate. An elderly gentleman, Lee, came to see me because he was not sure he wanted to remain married. He had become actively involved in his church and was facing himself honestly for the first time in his life. He confessed, "I have never loved anyone in my life and don't think I know what love means. I've been married twice but never felt close to either woman. I haven't seen my children in years." Lee recognized his emotional withdrawal and was disturbed by it. He acknowledged that he drank for years to numb himself and decided to stop. Together, we explored his childhood. Lee felt that he raised himself because his parents were so neglectful. His alcoholic father accused his mother of being unfaithful and frequently flew into rages and beat her. He realized that he grew up terrified of getting close to people because he never wanted to experience the emotional chaos of his parents' marriage. For the first time in his life, Lee admitted his fear of intimacy and wanted to overcome his sense of detachment. Melissa, a middle-aged woman, came to therapy because her son complained about how she treated him while growing up, but she had no recollection of the events he reported. Melissa was married to a man for 15 years and discovered he was unfaithful, but only after he divorced her and married the other woman. She dated several men who mistreated her and decided, "I can't trust myself to choose the right kind of guy, so I just keep to myself now." Melissa complained that she could hardly remember anything about her father, who died when she was 10 years old. The only memory she had was of him being drunk and arguing with her mother. Her older sister told her many years later that their parents argued about their father's affair. 6. Heightened anxiety. Children expect their homes to be places of safety from a world that can be challenging and threatening. However, if an infidelity occurs, that sense of security vanishes. If you grew up in a household touched by infidelity, instead of feeling peace and comfort at home with attentive parents, perhaps you experienced agitated, angry, worried parents who were preoccupied with their own problems. You may have lived with the constant threat at home of the family falling apart and breaking up. You may even have been frightened by escalating violence between your parents that may also have been directed at you or your siblings. In short, the home was transformed into an unsafe place. Perhaps you can sense your children's insecurity, their fear of the family falling apart. If you grew up with a sense of insecurity, you may spend your life looking for a relationship that can provide safety, yet never trust it because you are so acutely sensitive to the dangers of intimacy. Carol and Paul came to see me for marital counseling. Carol insisted that Paul had an affair in the past and was meeting with other women secretly. Paul protested his innocence and felt helpless to reassure his suspicious wife. Carol admitted she could not prove his infidelity, but was certain she was picking up signs of it in his behavior. She said, "I know I am a needy person and need reassurance of my husband's love. People have betrayed me in my life, and I always expect the worst to happen. I couldn't trust my mother, so how could I trust anyone?" Carol related that both her parents were unfaithful and lied about all their extramarital activities. She never knew what was true growing up and came to mistrust her own perceptions of reality. She lived in constant fear. The anxiety about being betrayed, humiliated, and abandoned never left her. Her husband, who was really an honest and trustworthy man, could never convince her of his faithfulness. 7. Irritability and rage. Those who have been traumatized often react with intense anger because their well-being has been threatened. They are fighting for their survival. The anger energizes them and makes them feel powerful in the face of their sense of being victimized. If you were raised in a home in which there was an infidelity, you likely are well acquainted with rage. You probably saw anger expressed in a variety of ways: in cold withdrawal, in angry verbal outbursts, and even in violence. You may have experienced anger as a fascinating, powerful, and frightening emotion. As a child, the displays of anger were also confusing and dangerous, as you witnessed its destructive consequences. Perhaps you are noticing an increase in your children's aggressive behavior, suspecting they are reacting to their insecure home life. As you grew into adulthood, you may have developed an ambivalent relationship with anger yourself. You learned either to suppress it because it was so frightening, or to indulge it because it made you feel so powerful. Those who grew up in hostile home environments precipitated by infidelity often learn that relationships involve a fight for power and control, as this case illustrates. Alice, an accomplished businesswoman, came to therapy because she was unhappy in her marriage. Her husband had a brief affair, and they reconciled after it ended. However, the bitter fighting continued. Their relationship had become a battleground. She lamented, "I don't know how to stop the fighting. My temper is so out of control, and I hate it. I can see I am pushing my family away, and I don't know how to let go of my anger." She related that she had a distant relationship with her parents. They fought all the time over her father's affair when she was a child, and her mother never hid her bitterness. Alice said, I wish they had divorced and ended all the fighting. Alice realized that she was recreating her parents' antagonistic relationship with her husband. She began to recognize the hurt, sadness, and fear behind all her anger. 8. Addictive behaviors. There is a strong link between trauma and addiction. Nearly 90% of those who engage in addictive behaviors have experienced some trauma in their lives, particularly in childhood. An addiction is a compulsive behavior that fills a void in the person's life. It is a way of gaining pleasure quickly and avoiding pain. The addictive behavior, such as drinking, using drugs, gambling, shopping, eating, and sexually acting out, is a way of numbing the painful feelings resulting from the trauma. It is no wonder that so many war veterans also abuse substances. If your parent suffered the trauma of infidelity, there is a good chance that he compensated for the pain with some addictive behavior, such as drinking or drug use. You may then have suffered a double absence of your parents, through the trauma of betrayal and through the addiction. That loss may have influenced you to numb your feelings with addictive behavior. Perhaps, if you are now a parent agonizing over your partner's infidelity, you may be noticing your teenage children beginning to experiment with smoking, drinking, and drug use, and suspect they are trying to escape. Furthermore, with the infidelity of a parent, you likely experienced much confusion around sexuality. Because of their hostility toward one another, your parents probably did not express a healthy and playful affection toward each other. Sex may have become associated with betrayal, secrecy, and forbidden behavior. Perhaps you are disturbed that your teens are becoming more sexually active in imitation of your unfaithful partner. This confusion about sex may lead to a sexual addiction later in life, as these stories illustrate. Ray, a young professional, came to see me with a complaint of excessive drinking and promiscuous behavior. He was engaged to a woman and acknowledged that these behaviors sabotaged his relationship with her. Ray confessed, "I know that I am out of control with my drinking. I am usually a shy person, but when I drink, I am the life of the party and love the attention of women. We almost always end up in bed together. The next day, I feel miserable and hate myself for what I did the night before." Ray was aware that his parents had a poor sex life and showed little affection toward each other. He had vague recollections of his parents arguing about his mother's affair, and his older sister later told him how she enjoyed their mother's pornographic material at a young age. Larry, a staunch Catholic, came to therapy because his wife caught him using internet pornography. He stated, "I feel ashamed about the pornography and having to keep it hidden from everybody. I stay up late and feel tired the next day. I want to stop, but don't know how." During the therapy sessions, Larry became aware of how much he disengaged from his feelings and lacked intimacy with his wife. They were committed to each other, but closeness was lacking. Larry did not see his use of pornography as being unfaithful, but acknowledged how it strained his relationship with his wife. He recalled that his mother drank heavily, went to bars alone, and flirted with men. He suspected she may have been unfaithful. His parents showed little affection to each other, and Larry discovered his father's cache of pornography when he was a young teen. The trauma of betrayal has a long reach. It is not limited to the couple whose relationship is disrupted by the infidelity. The children of unfaithful parents also experience its devastating grip, which may be a cause of great guilt for you as a parent. These children relive in their own relationships as adults the interpersonal distress they experienced growing up, and as they become intimately involved with others, the seeds of betrayal blossom. In my clinical experience, children raised by unfaithful parents either marry unfaithful partners or engage in affairs themselves. Furthermore, they experience the range of traumatic symptoms as they become emotionally involved with others, feeling intense mistrust, anxiety, anger, and emotional numbing, and engaging in addictive behaviors. If you have experienced parental infidelity, you may feel caught in the web of your parents' sins, but there is hope for escaping, healing, and genuine growth. Acknowledging the traumatizing effects of your parents' infidelity and its impact on your current relationships can be a significant first step in your own recovery. Recognizing the damaging effect of your partner's infidelity on your children can also be the beginning of a healing to prevent them from recreating your nightmare in their future relationships. Some do's and don'ts for recovery. 1. Be curious about the influences on your life. Do you think about your childhood and its influence on who you are today? What experiences from the past most shaped you? How were you nurtured as a child? Do you have difficulty remembering much of your childhood? 2. Have the courage to explore the painful times as a child. What has been most hurtful about your upbringing? What was your relationship like with your parents, your siblings? What was disappointing about how you were raised? 3. Do not blame your parents for who you are today. Are you angry with your parents for their neglect or mistreatment? Do you hold a grudge against them? Do you feel trapped by the messages they gave you growing up? Do you feel helpless to disengage from their influence? 4. Allow yourself to grieve the losses from your childhood. What did you miss most growing up? How did your parents fail to give you what you needed? How have these losses affected you as an adult? Were your parents faithful to each other? 5. Appreciate what you learned from your parents. What did you like most about your parents? What do you consider their greatest gift to you? Do you allow yourself feelings of gratitude? 6. Have confidence in the healing power within you. Do you see yourself as a damaged person because of what you experienced growing up? From where does your desire for healing come, if not from within you? 7. Do not wallow in guilt for the impact of the infidelity on your children. Can you appreciate how they are reacting? Can you try to find a way to help them instead of being stuck in self-blame? How can you be a sensitive, nurturing parent to them in this difficult time?